Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Victory Monday, Patriots Monday. Whatever you want to celebrate today, feel free. WEEI Afternoons, Patriots 25, Saints 19. Three in a row. You get an MVP candidate quarterback in Drake May, who is scheduled to join us in mere moments here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, we've slept on it. How you feeling about a victory in New Orleans? That's three in a row.
Aging really well. I know I expressed a few concerns, and I still think they are reasonable and valid following yesterday's win, where I thought the Pats would end up pulling away and winning easy by double digits. But kind of like the same way Coach Vrabel came in and said, nah, turn that ish up. You should be celebrating. Ain't no way we're not celebrating this win. I've been kind of enjoying it ever since. Like, the Patriots are 4-2, for God's sakes. They've won three in a row. They matched their win total from last year. It's their first three-game win streak since 2019. Turn it up. Let's have some fun with this.
And if the Bills lose on Monday Night Football, they are the first-place Patriots later tonight.
What?
Yes, you could be the first-place Patriots. Oh, and I will say, I'm glad you brought up the Vrabel video post game in the locker room. We'll get into that a lot more later. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, I believe, still around 3:30. We'll have lots of breakdowns and analysis, but that video resonated with me. And I will tell you this, Fitzy, I have been a critic at times of this team when they were good and when they were bad. Nope. But this team is a long ways away for me getting back to the point where I will look down my nose at a win, a road win, where I will be overly critical, wet blanket, whatever is cynical, whatever you want to call me. This team that has been thoroughly unentertaining for years and could only win four games, really three last year, in each of the last two seasons. You go on the road, you get a victory, celebrate it. Whether you're a player, a coach, a fan, you're in the conversation. You watch these halftime shows, Fitzy, or the Football Nights in America. They're talking about the Patriots for all the right reasons. They're
not just the, oh my God, what happened to the Patriots reasons.
No. You're back to a good thing, a positive thing, where it's like, you're one of the fun teams. You have a fun quarterback. Your coach is cool. Oh, you're trending towards the playoffs. And in a season in which I no longer really know who the very good teams are. There's good teams. I know who the good teams are, but very good? Couldn't tell you. In a year like that, just take care of your business. Go out there and play good competitive football, win the games you're supposed to win, and you're going to put yourself in a really, really interesting position post-Thanksgiving, heading down the home stretch. That's all you got to do, because it is wide-ass open in the National Football League right now. The Patriots' record, are they as good as their record when you compare their record to others? I don't know.
Might be.
Doesn't matter. Just win the games you're supposed to win. Keep rolling. Easy-ass schedule? Who cares? You didn't write it, did you? Did the Patriots make their schedule, or did the NFL hand them a schedule?
Well, I think actually there are some conspiracy theorists out there who believe the Patriots made their own schedule. And those are the same people right now that are choking on the fact that the Patriots had to go through the long desert of a whole 5 years without an MVP caliber quarterback to torment the AFC East, AFC, and NFL at large. And I got to tell you, Andy, to run through the double dynastic era of the Patriots, 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 titles, and then have to wait 5 years. Oh, no, 5 whole years. The recalibration is so worth it. If this is the kind of football we're going to get, it feels similar, but it's fresh. It reminds you of days of old, but it's got its own taste, tone, and feel to it. I'm actually starting to like it more and more by the day because I'm able to appreciate them for who they are and not just constantly compare them to who the Patriots were in the good old days.
Football is fun again in New England, and it's entertaining, and you're in the mix of the conversation in the division, in the conference, in the league. We're talking about players on your team actually being eligible for awards and teams and all of those things. The biggest complaint we were able to receive during the Six Rings postgame show yesterday was, geez, how are we ever going to pay Drake May and Christian Gonzalez when they're going to make a combined $100 million? I don't know. Figure it out.
First world football problems, party of us. That's fine by me.
We're not bitching for 10 years that you can't draft anybody to re-sign, and then once you draft stars, bitching about how you're going to pay them and re-sign. Nope. Robert, Jonathan, figure that out.
Pay those men their money.
So enjoy the victory that was 25-19 Patriots right out the gates hitting bombs. Actually, the Saints were hitting bombs, too, on you.
They you know what that was? To me, that was a rules of engagement move. Like, this is the kind of game we feel like playing today. Okay, well, fine. I think we can do it. I think we can match it, and I think we can do it better and more often. And we would have done it even more often if your freaking refs didn't screw the fun up.
I will take the quarterback out of North Carolina over the quarterback out of South Carolina every single day of the week and twice on Sunday.
But the rat isn't bad. You got to admit that kid's pretty good.
He's not bad, but he's not an MVP candidate. He's not a budding superstar. He's not a guy that more and more people, I don't know if you've noticed this, we kind of made a little fun of Greg Olsen when he brought this up first, that Buffalo, when he said, I don't know, Drake May looks like a guy who's trending towards the best quarterback in football. Now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing that more and more scattered about the internet, scattered about social media, where people are like, is this guy becoming the best quarterback in football before our eyes? Not that he's there yet, but is he trending in that direction? And Dan Ball just got his microphone ready, put his headphones on. So Dan Ball would like to comment.
No, good afternoon, boys.
Hi.
You can only see the first time since Blanker joins Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady as the only quarterback to do Y before you start to go, oh, maybe there is a little something to that.
Yes. Well, and it gets back to
you're,
that.
You're not wrong at all, boys. Not in the least.
It gets back to the comparison. Roman Anthony arrived. And Roman Anthony, it was like, first since Ted Williams, first since Barry Bonds. And you're like, huh, this is pretty interesting company that Roman Anthony is keeping in all these stats and comparisons. And suddenly Boston has a number of young superstar players adding to the still young or still relatively young Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's of the world. Football has joined the conversation. Baseball has joined the conversation. It's fun. It is so much more enjoyable to talk football and sports when it's not about draft picks and how many games you're going to lose and how far you're going to be down late in the year. Can we get the third pick and who's available and all that?
Funny how things happen and the turnaround begins when you nail three consecutive number one draft picks with Gonzo, Drake May, and now it looks like Will Campbell. And I'll tell you, Andy, honestly, right now, there is not a team that would give me pause if the New England Patriots went up against them on any given Sunday, Monday night, or even a Thursday, because I think they're playing that well.
Speaking of Drake May, let's go to the phone lines to talk with the Patriots quarterback on a Patriots Monday. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how we doing this week after another big road win?
What's going on? Doing pretty well. I'm Sean.
Is it safe to say this is getting kind of fun? That post-game locker room with Coach Vrabel turning it up in there and you guys flying home on a fun flight? Like, winning streak's got to be a lot of fun after all the work you guys put in.
Yeah, no doubt. I think winning in this league is always something you got to enjoy. You know, it's tough to do in this league, and especially stringing a couple row in a row together, so we got to try to keep it going and learn from, still try to learn from the wins and move on for next week.
Drake, I'm not sure exactly what the game planning looked like last week coming off of Buffalo getting ready for New Orleans and the Brandon Staley defense, but I can't imagine that you gripping it and ripping it and throwing multiple 50-plus yard passes was in the game plan. Did you see something heading into yesterday, or was that just sort of how the game and the script presented themselves, and then you had the moxie to let him fly and hit him on the run?
Yeah, I think those are always in the game plan. I think sometimes you hit him, sometimes looks not there. So just kind of stay off the reads and know that when they are there, let it rip. And those guys made great plays and great catches.
Obviously, not all of them counted, and we'll get to some of that later, the officiating and things wiped out. But you dropped a number of those 50-yard type passes right in the hands of your receiver. And we, as viewers, kind of have to watch it play out on our screen, and then we see it hit the hands. When you release those balls, like, do you know it's a good ball the second that it leaves your hand?
Yeah, I think you have a pretty good idea on kind of where you want to throw it and where it ends up. Sometimes you get tackled and you get hit and you don't know exactly where it lands, so you got to watch the replay on the big screen. But those guys, the one that Stephanie made a great play, I think it was a questionable call, and then Pop, that one was pretty simple. He was open deep, and then the one that Mac, I wish I would have back. I mean, to put it a little more inside, kind of in play, to give him a better chance. But those guys are fun to throw too deep, and I think it's one thing that I enjoy.
So, obviously, yesterday looked like it was going to be a two-touchdown day for Pop. Turns out to be a double-tutty day for Kayshon Boutte, who said after the game that he's done a lot of growing up over the last couple of years, got rid of some character concerns, and he's becoming more the man that he wants to be. Have you noticed a change and a maturation in him since you've been here?
Yeah, I think I appreciate self-awareness from him saying that. I think that goes a long way. He just needs to do the right stuff and take coaching and ask me questions. And he's one of the first guys that's going to be honest with me if what I'm saying doesn't make sense. So he's great at giving me feedback and asking him what he sees, and just keeps on going, making contested catches his big time.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I was listening to Coach Vrabel talk about your relationship with Josh McDaniels, something we've talked about. Seems like a very good and now very productive relationship. But he also brought up your quarterback coach, Ashton Grant. And I'm wondering, he mentioned that relationship is different than probably the one you have with Josh. What is that relationship like with Ashton Grant, and what does he do for you on a weekly basis?
Yeah, he's great. He's the one, he's the one on that is always kind of laughing and making jokes. That can make better throws, or he's always, I think, the big thing then is during the week, he's the one that we try to, get a preview of what is third down or red zone, and we try to, see at the same page. So it's cool, spending time with him in the quarterback room, separate from Coach McDaniels, and just seeing his thoughts on things. And I think we see football the same way, and I appreciate, what he's done for me, and how he's still cracking jokes when I could have let go a couple more deep balls, but he's very positive, and I appreciate having him in the room. He's been great.
Drake, how flattering is it to hear people say that you are in the conversation for, if not emerging as potentially the best quarterback of the excellent 2024 draft class, or that now just, 18 starts into your career, a third of the way into your second season, that you belong in the NFL MVP conversation?
Oh, shoot. I got a lot of work to do. I think that's a long way away. I think, getting some more wins is what I'm focused on. And the big thing with that is starting next week in Tennessee. So that's what I'm focused on. And I think that stuff all comes, to life when you start winning games and keep making plays.
Coach Vrabel, in that post-game video on Patriots.com, brought up the idea that he senses that you guys aren't satisfied, that you're winning games, but you're all seeing, before you're even told by coaches, what needs to be better. I think you actually referenced that post-game on the field when you said, you know, the defense picked you guys up. Are you seeing that in your teammates, your offense, the people around you that, yeah, they'll celebrate the win, but everybody's aware of what needs to be better? And is that a maturing you're seeing around you in this football team?
Yeah, I think it's good to see. I think it's good, but also at the same time, it's good to enjoy the wins in this league. I think it's tough to come after a win and be disappointed, but I think it's good for the guys to see that there's still, you know, more stuff to put on tape and better football to show. I think defensively, the way they made adjustments out of halftime was huge for us. And offensively, I thought we could have put the game away and asked for chances too. You know, the defense forced some punts. So that's what I kind of look at and feel like. And your coach was funny reminding us that that's what coaching was for. And we just enjoy wins and have fun playing out there.
Drake, when you hear guys like Milton Williams say that they were sick, he had a fever over 100 on Saturday reportedly, then had to get an IV just so he could find his way out into the field. He gets out there, grinds it out, has another great game, plays really tough. Does that inspire you guys to try to reach in and find another level yourselves?
I think that's always pretty cool when, you know, guys are fighting through a little injuries or a little sickness to be out there and be out there with their teammates. That goes a long way. And especially the way he's been playing this year, it's a good feeling having, you know, 97 out there rushing the passer and out there with the defense. So it's pretty sweet that guys are starting to, you know, buy into the identity and playing hard and finishing longer. So it's pretty cool.
If we were going to nitpick a little bit offensively and what you guys can do better, I think we could all agree running the ball would be something that would help balance out the offense. Do you feel like you guys are close there? Obviously, you get as good a vantage point on that as anybody. Is it coming? Is Josh McDaniels told us patience earlier in the week? So what do you see going on there?
I think we're close. I think just the guys and, you know, just the one guy has beating the guy over the top on the outside zone stuff, or the one guy, you know, sticking out his arm and making the tackle and tripping up the running back. We're close. I think those guys are doing a great job in the passing game. I think these runs, you know, started hitting big for us, and it's going to be refreshing, you know, seeing that, you know, some of the big runs and me just chasing the pile. It'd be pretty cool.
I imagine you guys had a pretty solid week of practice coming off the huge win with Buffalo, making sure that you guys didn't ride into a letdown game in New Orleans. And now you guys will be preparing for another emotionally charged game, returning to where Mike Vrabel used to coach in Tennessee. I'm not sure if you heard, but about 20 minutes ago, Drake, it was announced that the Tennessee Titans let their head coach Brian Callahan go. So it should be quite the environment for you guys. Are you expecting an emotional Mike Vrabel and a really goosed up week of practice?
I think you expect a goosed up week from coach every week. He's always goosed up, and I think that's the best thing about him. He's not going to change for the opponent or for the new week. He's going to stay, you know, stay honest and wants him to practice hard. And I think the big thing is, you know, that's the first time hearing the news, but you know, with a new head coach or interim, you know, the guy is usually come together and play hard for whoever it is. So we're going to have a tough challenge and one that we need to, you know, get on early and start studying these guys up.
Speaking of Vrabel's juice, we've obviously heard the draft story about working out Will Campbell and he letting him hit him, putting him on his butt, and we've seen him playing safety in training camp and things of that nature. During these game weeks, does he ever rush the passer? Does he ever do drills with you, try to bat down balls? Does he ever do any of that?
Sometimes it's 7-on-7 down there in the red zone. He'll come after me as a defensive end to try to work on scramble drill down there. And then recently he's been playing a little bit in the pre-practice jog series of nose guard on defense for offense. So it's been pretty fun seeing him in there.
I gotta follow that up with has he ever put himself in at tight end the same way that he used to? I'm sure he hasn't reminded you a million times that he caught all 10 targets that were thrown to him and multiple touchdowns in the NFL.
Yeah, no, he doesn't line up at tight end, but I heard him say the other day that you know, he took his ball security very very intensely to us, that he never really had to focus on ball security because he was always in the end zone when he caught it.
Drake, I know you mentioned it post-game, praising the fans that traveled to New Orleans. The passion of Boston sports fans, were you aware of what you were coming to when you were drafted? Has it surprised you? Has it been a positive surprise to you? How have you come to know the Boston
sports? And obviously, growing up a sports fan, you're kind of aware of the big time sports cities, and you know, you can see the Red Sox, you know, playing for the World Series, and my dad talked about the Celtics and Larry Bird, and you know, the great teams here in Boston and the Bruins, obviously. So I think you see all these great teams, and that Boston has, they've had something to cheer for, and I think that's just carried on into the passion every year in, year out, and I think that's what's, you know, really cool about the city. And like I said, you know, in the post game, getting something to cheer for, and we, you know, continue doing that.
I can give you something to cheer for tonight, Drake. Maybe the Atlanta Falcons, because there's a double Monday Night Football header coming up tonight. And if the Falcons beat the Bills, you are going to wake up in first place in the AFC East. Did you ever think that could potentially happen 6 games into year 2?
You know, that's one of the things that Coach, you know, was our goal at the beginning of the year was win a division. And I think it's a long season. So I think, you know, being tied in the division, you know, could mean something now, but you're not by the end of the year if you start cracking, like, hey, we got to where our goal was. So we got a long season ahead, and we got a lot of work to do. But no, I think it would be cool to see that that's in sight and a real possibility.
You mentioned a number of times the end of last year, off season, wanting to win more, need to win more, got to win more. Well, you guys are winning more. Does that create more expectations and pressure, or does it make the work life easier?
I think it takes some pressure off. I think it takes some pressure off of kind of knowing what it takes to, you know, get the win column, and kind of eases the guys, kind of, you know, builds confidence, it builds momentum. And I think it the biggest thing about it is you got to come back and do it, you know, the next week, because this is the NFL. It's any given week with these teams and the parity in this league. So you got to bring it every week. And I think that's one of the best things about, you know, winning, is you know what it took last week and how much better we can play and what we left out there, we feel like we can do better.
Drake, I think a lot of fans were excited yesterday because a fan favorite, Efton Chisholm, was active yesterday. He was on kickoff duty, didn't make his way into the rotation at wide receiver yet. What have you seen from him in practices, and do you think maybe he'll crack the rotation sooner than later?
Yeah, he just keeps showing up on scout team. He's doing some great stuff on scout team, making plays, making it tough on Marcus Jones and our defensive backs. So I think he's close on some of those kickoff returns. I told him just to hit it and accelerate once he kind of reaches the threshold of some of the defenders, and he's got a chance to take one back. So it was fun to see him in there and see him get his first real action.
All right, Drake, we're going to try something new here. We want to get to know you a little bit better, the personality, the off-field Drake May. So we thought, what better than questions under the umbrella of may or may not? So we're just going to throw something at you, and if you like it and it's part of your world, it's a may, and if you don't, it's a may not. And this may or may not go well, so we'll see what happens. In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies, may or may not?
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
I agree. What's the point of being scared? Life is scary enough, right? Who wants to add the anxiety to your entertainment? All right. Was that okay? You like that? We're going to visit that moving forward, you think?
Is it one question at least?
Yeah. Well, we may grow. We wanted to dip our toe in the water, see how you handled it. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's pretty quick questions. One question seems a little light.
All right, so we'll grow it next week. We had one of your family friends in North Carolina actually called in last week after the interview and suggested sort of an idea of that nature. So we'll see where it goes. But now it's time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. And the quarterback question of the week comes from Doug in Danvers, and Doug said, without getting into specifics from yesterday, what is your general mentality dealing with officiating and perceived bad calls that you have to overcome?
You know, I'm pretty calm with officiating. I think it's part of the game. I think I need to, you know, maybe, you know, give it to the refs a little more on some calls that I don't agree with, but I think that's kind of later in my career when you kind of build some notoriety. So early on in my career, I'm just kind of, you know, be nice to the refs and hopefully get to know and get some calls at the end of the day. But I think those calls yesterday, I didn't really notice like what they were calling and when it happened. My eyes are downfield, so you see them back on the tape afterwards, and it's frustrating. But you know, they have a tough job, and I think at some point it becomes a little frustrating. But try to hold emotions in.
It's also hard to go after the referees when you're already in the bench area celebrating the touchdown you think they threw before the 5 second, 5 minute later flag, right? When you're already in the bench area, it's a little tough.
Exactly. That was one of the latest flags I had ever seen. So we were like, I think I was literally walking off about to sit down.
Yeah, I'll say it for you. It's the worst call I've ever seen. Drake,
bad. Appreciate
you joining us, and we will we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Go Pats.
We got to go,
Drake.
Pats.
All right.
We got to thank you guys at Go Pats. And I can hear the SMH going on behind the glass because Stiz Grimey, the biggest horror movie fan in the world, now knows his QB1 doesn't like horror movies.
That's all right, though. We got some more person. Great interview, boys. And Drake's really starting to grow on me.
He's growing on me, and it helps when you're an MVP candidate and you're winning games and you're throwing 3 touchdowns and 50-yard bombs like it's what you do when you roll out of bed. That all helps, but it also helps when we start a new bit and he goes, "That's all you got? I thought there'd be more of those." So thank you, Drake. We will add to the may or may not questions next week. Fitzy, get some good ones ready for next Patriots Monday.
The second he said, "That's all you got," I was like, listen, I can fire 20 at you right now, but you know what? Better to slow play it. I think next week we hit him with like a 6-pack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's Patriots quarterback Drake May. That's the longest beat drop, or just it ended, apparently. Apparently, there wasn't a beat drop. That was just, see, you F with me, and then I wait for the beat to pick back up, and there was no beat to pick back up.
Yeah, that was my bad. It ended.
Don't screw with the host on WEEI Afternoons. That was Drake May on a Patriots Monday. The MVP quarterback candidate of the New England Patriots, but also the new face of May or May Not, a weekly question segment on WEEI Afternoons.
Is it one question at least?
Yeah, there's going to be more. We were tiptoeing into it since you pushed back when I asked you if you liked Return of the Mac 2 weeks ago. We weren't sure how it would go and if you'd be a little squirrely.
Yeah, I like all music.
Don't be afraid of your interview subject because they can smell blood in the water. Next thing you know, they'll just absolutely dominate and run right over you.
Just don't want it to go sideways, Fitzy. We want to keep it on a friendly basis on a weekly. Yes, Stiz?
Nope, not a fan of horror movies. so may not.
That's where, first of all, it's always good that he gets the bit. Like, so I've heard these go wrong in various, you know, you listen to different stations and they have this interview idea and then you're like, the guy does not know what you're asking him. He doesn't know how to answer.
You mean like an ESPN insider answering your joke with, who said that?
Yes. And then realizing two questions later that he was being a dink and saying like, oh, I wish my guy had more points and playing it out that way. Yes, that would be a very good example. But he nailed it. And also, I agree with him. Who wants to watch horror movies other than Rich Keefe and Stiz in the studio at all times?
I enjoy an occasional horror movie or supernatural thriller. It's just not what I always want to watch, whereas some people just live to be terrified like Stiz.
Yep. Well, Drake May is not in that category. He's got enough on his plate, right? We talked about his plate and being too full. You don't need to add horror movies in October when you have to prepare for winning streaks and continuing momentum. I thought that was one of his interesting answers as well. Obviously, I expected him to be polished and humble in the face of, you're an MVP candidate, you're among the best quarterbacks in football, what do you think? I would have been stunned if he had been like, you're damn right I am. I knew I would be. Actually, took longer than I expected to get in that conversation.
Or if he was like, I hope everyone else that's a candidate enjoys eating D's nuts.
Absolutely. That would have stunned me had he said that. But I did think it was interesting the way, because it's a double-edged sword, right? When you win games, we expect you to win more games. Like, that's now the expectation is go to Tennessee and win. I don't care if they fired their coach and they get a little bump of energy. Nope, doesn't matter. Go win. It's a revenge game for your head coach. You're the better football team. You're the better quarterback. And he said, no. It actually relieves some of the pressure. Like, we're a winning football team. And I just think that's all perspective for him. And he's feeling positive momentum from the success he and his team is having on the field.
I think it's so interesting now that the Patriots are going to go play the Titans. And it's not, hey, we're going to play the coach that they hired after Mike Vrabel because Vrabel wasn't doing a good enough job. This is going to be so potentially humiliating for the Titans franchise. Like, this game next Sunday may set them back another decade, Andy, because they just admitted they hired the wrong guy. He was mishandling their quarterback. They've butchered multiple first round, or I know Levis was a second rounder, but was on some boards a first rounder. Multiple first round type quarterbacks. Now they fired their coach just, you know, 20-something games in. Like, the franchise is a mess, and Vrabel has a chance to absolutely salt their earth and put a tombstone in them next Sunday with Drake May. Like, oh, ooh, yes.
And the more it's so funny because you can kind of, you know, juxtaposition Callahan, who, don't forget, this isn't the first time he's attacked his quarterback. He was swearing at his quarterback last year when it was Will Levis in like week 4.
Open F-bombs that national television could see clearly.
And so you compare that to this discussion we're having with Drake May and his teammates. Reminder, around 3:30, we hope we'll be talking to Marcus Jones about his ever-growing impact on the Patriots defense. And he's become a playmaker. So about an hour from now, we'll talk to him about that. But these Patriots, I said it a couple weeks ago, I think they love their coach. Another example today, he's telling us about Mike Vrabel lining up at defensive end, lining up at nose tackle, coming after him, or Ashton Grant, his quarterback's coach. Did you notice that? Sounds like he serves as like the big brother, the ball buster. Hey, maybe throw the ball down the field when the guy's like, there seems like there's a snarky attitude there. Like, I know we do this maybe too much, vibes. Doesn't it feel like this coaching staff and this team is vibing? They're meeting in the middle in a successful managed relationship.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. But they're not winning on vibes alone. They're not coming in and through the power of positive thinking, somehow overcoming opponents that should be dominant, favored, or better than them. Like, the Patriots are playing good fundamental football, as well as the fact that they care for each other. I mean, this whole idea of we all we need, you know, we've had our fun with a lot of, you know, the sayings like no one's coming for us, or, you know, like revenge tour and all that crap. No, these guys definitely understand each other and would go to battle with each other. Like, the post-game pressers, we could just play them for hours on end. Every next one, introspective, articulate, intelligent, thoughtful, like, this is a highly likable, highly, and also this reflects their coach, Andy, highly intelligent team.
And some of them, like Drake May, I think, grew up in a professional sports household, grew up to be a franchise college quarterback, a top 5 pick, all of that. But look at some of the other guys. Kayshon Booty, Stephon Diggs, guys that weren't necessarily always considered, you know, the perfect soldier, the perfect football player, the perfect teammate. Now they're saying and doing all the right things for these Patriots. And, you know, you blend that in with some of the aged veterans like a Morgan Moses, whatever he brings to the table. Like, I don't know. A year ago, we watched guy after guy expose themselves seemingly as a dink, right? Weren't there a lot of guys last year, even guys that are still here now, that feel different? Like, I thought Pop Douglas came off as a dink at times a year ago when he wasn't getting the ball.
I always liked him, but there were dinks galore. Andy, you had one of your best players get caught on a hot mic on national television and say, "You lucky we ass." That's where they were. They were the "you lucky we ass" team. But yes, there were a lot of guys that were sort of like going off on their own and just like they were kind of emotionally freelancing. That's sort of what it feels like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, you guys are winning more. Does that create more expectations and pressure, or does it make the work life easier?
I think it takes the pressure off. I think it takes the pressure off of kind of knowing what it takes to, you know, get the win column and even the guys kind of, you know, builds confidence and builds momentum. And I think the biggest thing about it is you got to come back and do it, you know, the next week, because this is the NFL. It's any given week with these teams and the parity in this league. So you got to bring it every week. And I think that's one of the best things about, you know, winning is, you know, what it took last week and how much better we can play and what we left out there. We feel like we can do better.
Patriots quarterback Drake May on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that interview, you can always go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, download it to your phone for free. You can listen anywhere. You can rewind. That's how I listen to Mike Vrabel pretty much every Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show is via the Audacy app. You can also follow WEEI Afternoons podcast on your various podcast outlets, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, all those places. Fitzy, do you believe him? Does winning football games create positive momentum, or does it put a little pressure? Suddenly, because we talked about it last week, it was sort of a trust thing. Can we trust the Patriots to go on the road as the favorite, take care of the football, beat a team that is supposedly inferior to you? And they answered the call. They did just that. They were the better football team. A lot of it was football math, as I like to say, because the Saints did move the ball and they kicked field goals. You move the ball and you put it in the end zone, and therefore you win the football game. Seems kind of simple. Keep doing that. But now this week, same thing. Inferior football team, right? It's a football team that really should be winless. They can their coach. But I am kind of a believer that sometimes those teams that can their coach get a little quick bump from the firing, and sometimes that can make a challenge for the opponent that week. Where are we with that?
In terms of pressure, and funny how you score a touchdown, they score a field goal, how that works out in your favor. Funny how you don't turn the ball over, they do, works out in your favor. The simple stuff, the fundamentals, just like Mark Schlereth tells us every Tuesday on his dynamite stinking truth hit tomorrow, 2:30 once again, I believe. Looking forward to it already. The salty biatches we are. I think pressure comes with expectations, but if your culture does not include expectations and you've been ignoring the noise of what people say, whether it's, well, we expect you to lose, or more importantly, like the ultimate pressure cooker that was the 2007 Patriots. Yeah, we expect you to win, and we expect you to win by 28 to 42 every week, and you don't. All of a sudden, the joy of winning turns into a letdown on a regular basis, and look what that leads to. So I don't think this team is playing under any pressure at all. And you see the way that Mike Vrabel walks into the locker room and hits the steam release valve afterwards. Like, no, go ahead, turn that music up. Have a fun ride home. You guys earned it. And then we reset tomorrow. And by Wednesday, God forbid you ask a question about last Sunday's game, because he'll bite your head off.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, because Drake May, not the only guy that's playing well. We give a lot of praise and blame to the quarterback. That's how that position works. It's why they make a boatload of money. But the offensive line, the wide receivers, the defense, various aspects of the defense are all playing well. And I think we're going to go to Boston Bar Guy. And he has a comment about one of those other players. What's up?
Yeah, hi, how you doing, guys? Great interview with Drake. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
And, he's playing awesome. There's no doubt about it. He's maturing, and he's playing awesome. But what I was really impressed with yesterday was how he stayed in the pocket, stepped up in the pocket, and Will Campbell. I watched Will Campbell. 75% of the plays, the offensive plays, I was watching Will Campbell. His footwork is unbelievable. You see, he's so tough. And that's the reason Drake May is getting comfortable, because, he got his butt kicked last year. And he's running around everywhere. Now he's realized, hey, all I got to do is step up. And some of those throws he made, the long bombs, I mean, he's in the pocket. And that's going to be huge. So hopefully our offensive line stays healthy. And if it does, we're going to be dangerous. All right, guys, have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Boston Bar Guy. Bar, interesting middle name there for Boston Guy. Campbell's been good. The offensive line has been good. And I think there's a little factor here. I agree with him. Campbell has the attitude. He has the footwork. I think he has the athleticism, all of that. And I also think these guys are going to learn Drake May just like he's learning them. Because even a couple times that he's had sacks this year or gotten hit, I feel like the O-line wasn't doing a terrible job, and he kind of ran into where the O-lineman was running a guy off. And I think they will get a feel for the way his instincts work, if that makes any sense, and how he's going to react to certain situations, especially on the left side. Those young guys are going to hopefully be with Drake May for the next 4 or 5+ years. They're going to get a rapport with him. Obviously, Morgan Moses is probably a bit of a bridge at right tackle. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he'll be here. But
Awenu is definitely, like, he's playing his best right guard in years.
He's got the
highest grade every week.
Is he one of the largest linemen
people
in the NFL?
Yes. He is if you want to just say largest humans, yes.
He is and I do feel like, thankfully, we're not going to try to make you lose weight or look more athletic. Just play guard. We're not going to try to make you
just
a tackle
do your thing.
Anymore.
And also, don't forget, Jared Wilson, Garrett Bradbury's been having a great season, save for yesterday's sideways snap from hell, which, killed a drive that should have been in field goal range, but a little bad play calling will do that to you. Jared Wilson might very well be at center next year or the year after as well. How did it work out again? Did Damian Woody, remember back in 2003, there was some center guard shifting between Woody,
Copen? Shotgun. It was Mike Compton. Damian Woody couldn't shotgun snap, so when they went to the shotgun, they had to move Woody to guard and Compton to center. It was very, very strange, but it worked. They won.
Hey, everybody, the next play is going to be shotgun.
Yep, he can't come under center because we're doing what we do when we go to shotgun. Yeah, no, it's wasn't ideal. And you mentioned it. Bradbury had the one play on the fourth down that negated the potential to go for it. Ends up turning the ball over on downs with that weird angled snap past Drake May. But that's one of my biggest takeaways from this game and the previous games. We've asked Drake May to basically do three things, right? We oversimplified it to three things. Make plays, don't make game-changing bad plays or mistakes, and win football games. He's done all of that over the last 3 weeks, right? He's cut down on the turnovers. You had the two bad turnovers against the Steelers. Since then, those are gone. He's putting balls in perfect places for his guys to catch it. Just ask Kayshon Booty on that contested goal line touchdown. Beautiful play. And then obviously the other deep balls that we've seen from him.
The one to Diggs merits a rewatch. I mean, it's on the run and it's 53 yards in a bucket.
And he's winning football games like those. And obviously, if you do the first two, if you make more plays, make fewer mistakes, that's probably going to lead you to win more football games. Crazy. And that's what we've seen over the last 3 weeks. So it is really interesting how far he has exploded, not just locally, but nationally. You know, you're watching in the discussions they're having on Football Night in America, on the CBS post-game show or the CBS halftime show, Good Morning Football. It's like everybody's in love with Drake May at least as much as we are. And sometimes it seems like the Nationals are in love with him even more than we are. And we're a month removed from having questions about, you know, too much on his plate. So it's been a miraculous transformation for the MVP candidate quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.